Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from beautiful downtown Yuma, Arizona, is writer Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. I hope you're doing well today. I am.
Doing okay. My weather here is almost mindful of Arizona. Which I presume that Arizona is always a sunny place. That's just my presumption.
Yeah, most times.
Yeah. So as I'm looking here, apparently there's more in the more in the bottleneck than there is on the page, huh?
Well, it's happened, okay. But there's some good stuff to talk about, and we never did.
Well, and let's start with the latest one. Let's start with the latest one on this. Let's talk about. And this is a thing that I hear a lot of people talk about all the time, but at the same time, I have never seen it actually proven to be the case. But you have an article where you're basically asking the question, is carrying a gun, and I guess openly carrying a gun, a provocation to be attacked? And it puts me in mind, I don't remember the case, and I don't know if you remember the case, but there was a case recently, within the last year, couple of years or so, where a guy jumped another guy who was carrying a gun. He was in a Walmart, and he jumped him because he was carrying a gun, and he was permitted to carry a gun. It was legal for him to carry the gun and everything else, but I guess he must have been openly carrying the gun, and the guy jumped on him.
Yeah, I think
and
I remember that case.
So it's an interesting question. I think the answer to it is no, that's not a provocation to do it, but what did you find out? What did you discover?
Well, what I was looking at it was because there have been a number of people on the left, progressives, I would say, who claim that merely carrying a gun is a provocation to be attacked. So if a person is carrying a gun so other people can see it, then they have no right to self-defense because they have provoked the attack. And it seems rather silly to me because the common wisdom and common sense over hundreds, thousands, just about all of human existence, that if somebody has a weapon, don't attack them. Because they have a weapon, they're more likely to be able to hurt you. And so, you know, most people, when they see somebody with a openly carrying a weapon, say, I better be more careful around that person. What we have in the law, I want to sort of frame that, is that in most of the states, it's around 39 or 40 states, you don't have to retreat. You can, if you're attacked, you have the right to defend yourself if somebody attacks you, and if you reasonably believe that it is an attack with a potential deadly consequences or severe bodily injury, you can use deadly force to prevent the attack. And in, I said, 39 or 40 of those states, you don't have to retreat. In the other 10 or 11, you are required to retreat if you can do so in complete safety. So that's not all that common either. You don't have to retreat if somebody attacks you and you reasonably believe that you are in serious danger. But then all the states that I know of have this no provocation part of the law, whereas you cannot or you're not allowed to provoke a fight and then pull out a weapon, hidden or otherwise, and kill the person who's attacking you, claiming it was self-defense. The idea is you can't provoke something and then claim self-defense. And similarly, if you get into one of these contretemps where you provoked it, and then you try to leave the area and you clearly say, I don't want any more of this, I'm getting out of this, or whatever, then you can regain your right to self-defense. And one of the interesting cases to do with provocation recently, which I've written extensively about, and I'm sure that has been discussed on your show a lot, is the Kyle Rittenhouse case in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Sure.
And the prosecutors there, particularly Assistant District Attorney Binger, were just adamant in going after Kyle Rittenhouse. And at one point, they claimed a possible that he was provoking the attack. But they never claimed that the mere presence of the firearm was the provocation. In fact, at a pretrial hearing, Binger said this. He said he was running around with an assault-type weapon, very threatening, aggressive weapon, one that deters people. It's designed to deter people. It's designed to threaten others, to let them know, don't mess with me. Look what I've got. So the prosecution, I thought, was making the defense's case here. You know, I'm thinking, where's he going with this? This doesn't seem to be helping his argument. But he was putting forward what I believe is common wisdom, even as a very progressive far-left prosecutor. And then during the trial, he didn't claim that possession of the weapon was provocation, although it was kind of hinted at. But he did say, on the basis of a very fuzzy drone footage, I mean, I couldn't see what was going on. And one of the classic pictures is the judge looking at a monitor trying to figure out what's going on. He's got a puzzled look on his face. And over his shoulder is Kyle Rittenhouse looking at it, kind of with a, what, you know? And then the meme is puts controllers, the game controllers, in both their hands. But anyway, it was just, you couldn't tell. And the idea was that in that case, he pointed his rifle at a couple of other people, and that was supposed to be the theory that the prosecutor was trying to build, was that was supposed to be provocation for a third party to attack him. The jury didn't buy it either. And the point is that merely carrying a gun is not legal provocation for somebody to attack you. But the left has been peddling this notion for quite a while. It's been trying to make the case that if you openly carry a gun, it's provocation to be attacked. And it started... Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I'm just laughing at you. I thought that statement.
But they first started this back in 2012. And they're trying to peddle this idea that it is so abhorrent and aberrant for somebody to carry a gun openly that it's dangerous. And it didn't fly. I mean, in 2012, what the open carry movement was accelerating. I think it still is. And
well, I'll tell you what, hang on right there. Now we're headed into the break. We'll pick this up on the other side. I just wonder what the excuse would be for when police open carry, because they do it every day. I see those exactly. those dirty provocateurs out there every day. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, and he has posed a question, which is actually the fact that you have to pose it is nearly absurd, well, isn't it?
It is. It's the attempt by the left to change the language. You know, it's an Orwellian change in the language. We're going to say this is this when it's not, but we're going to push it so if we repeat it often enough, everybody will believe it. Now, on this case, or this editorial from 2012, it really has an interesting part of it because the person writing the editorial uses as his example the Trayvon Martin George Zimmerman case, which had nothing to do with open carry. I mean, Zimmerman carried his pistol concealed, and it wasn't until he was in the middle of a fight, getting his head bashed against the sidewalk, that it ever came into play. So it had absolutely nothing to do with it. And this fellow says, open carry advocates claim they need a gun for self-defense. However, if the Trayvon Martin case has taught us anything, it's that an individual carrying a gun may misjudge a situation, think self-defense is called for, and erroneously and often tragically reach for the gun. But he completely misstates what happened in the case. And we have all the jury testimony and the verdict by the jury, testimony at trial and the jury verdict. And that's not exact. It's exactly the opposite of what happened. It was Martin who attacked Zimmerman, who wasn't open carrying, and it was Martin's judgment that was faulty, not Zimmerman's judgment. So then we go and talk a little bit about the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. And again, you know, it's this push on the part of leftists to try to claim that open carry is somehow evil and should be against the law as a provocation. And then this case at the Hill, it's an opinion piece, most of these are. He says, think about, he cites part of the law, and he says, think about that. Being publicly violent or abusive is a potential crime in Wisconsin, unless it entails waving around a loaded firearm. But that's not what the law says at all. He's just got it wrong. It just says that if you're carrying a gun, whether it's, or a knife, by the way, as long as it is, whether it's loaded or not loaded, or if it's concealed or openly carried, just carrying it is not disorderly conduct. That's all it says.
Sure.
And I actually was, I guess I wouldn't say involved in that. I followed it closely. I mean, I wasn't there. I didn't talk to the participants. But I followed that case pretty closely because it was in Wisconsin and I grew up in Wisconsin. And I've been interested in what happened in that. How that became law was that a man was planting a tree in his yard. His name was Brad Krause. I think that's how you pronounce it. And he had a gun, a pistol, in a holster while he was planting a tree in his yard. And there was some kind of a complaint, and the police came, and they issued him a citation for disorderly conduct. And he fought it in the court. He had support of quite a few people saying, what? And he won. And it turned out that Milwaukee police, which is close to West Allis, had been charging people with disorderly conduct for merely carrying a firearm for decades. And so the legislature said, no, we're going to stop this abuse, and that's how they changed the law. So the idea that it's inherently dangerous for somebody to open carry, and it's silly because, as you mentioned, police officers almost always open carry. Not, I mean, there are detectives and others that don't. But if it was a provocation to attack somebody because they are carrying a weapon, Well, I guess then what they're saying is that police officers carrying a weapon is a provocation to attack them, which goes right along with what BLM has been saying all along, right?
Sure.
So that it fits in with the leftist philosophy that we will change the meaning of things to provide a logical or semi-logical consistency for what we want to do. And in the Kyle Rittenhouse case, I watched almost the entire trial. I wrote several articles about it. And the jury, they just didn't buy it. I mean, they just didn't buy that merely having a gun was a provocation. So what I see with this is it's using words in an Orwellian fashion to do, to get as results, I should say, that the left wants. And what we really have here is this, it's just one example among many, and that is the left defines provocation to attack you as doing something they don't like. If you're something they don't like, well, that's a provocation to attack them. I mean, and there's evidence. If you look at what they talk about speech and free speech, if somebody says something they don't like, that's provocation to attack them. But if the left attacks somebody saying something they don't like, that's considered speech. So when leftists surround a car and beat on it, that's not provocation. That's free speech.
Oh.
When leftists shoot at people, it's not provocation. It's free speech.
Well, what about when leftists beat on the car and try to pull you out of it? What is that?
No speech, of course.
Oh, okay,
that's
well.
From the left's point of view. I'm being absurd to illustrate.
Yeah.
I mean, these are real cases where they really do try to make this point. And part of it is they just are against the entire idea of equal process under the law and due process. They don't believe in those concepts. What they're doing is retreating back toward tribalism.
Well, hang on right there. Hang on right there. We'll get to the tribalism when we get back. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, you can find his stuff at ammoland.com. Well, nearly 2,000 of his articles are there. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Severe weather is expected to pound the central United States on Friday. A storm that's creating blizzard conditions in Montana and the Dakotas will collide with warm, moist air from the Gulf of Mexico late this afternoon to create a stirring of violent thunderstorms stretching from Minnesota to the Texas Panhandle. Forecasters are predicting flash flooding, large hail, gusty winds, and possible tornadoes across the plains Friday afternoon into Friday evening. Russia is imposing a new round of sanctions targeting people like Vice President Harris and Mark Zuckerberg. The travel bans are in retaliation for the United States' sanctions against Russia following the invasion of Ukraine. Russia unveiling the new list shortly after President Biden announced another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine, USA Radio News. Border Patrol and communities along the southern border are dealing with illegal immigrants arriving at the highest levels in two decades. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden, appearing on Fox News, says the influx of illegal immigrants has caused a dangerous problem in the United States.
The crisis at the border has fueled this fentanyl epidemic that we are seeing across the nation. Democrats are aware of that. They're worried about how that will affect them in November. And we're seeing deaths from fentanyl overdoses that are really scaring everyday Americans.
Customs and Border Protection has seized more than 5,300 pounds of fentanyl so far this year. Over 30 Palestinians have been injured in the latest clash with Israeli police in Jerusalem's oldest city. Palestinian medics say the protesters were injured early Friday in a clash at the Al-Quwaza Mosque and that 14 were taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. He's trying to teach us a new language. I call it Leftian.
Yeah. Well, in a way, what I'm trying to teach is how the left abuses the language in order to get us to think things the way they want them thought.
Ah.
And what I was talking about is how they have been trying to claim that mere carrying of a firearm is somehow a provocation to be attacked, and it should be a provocation under the law. And I was explaining that this is a retreat toward tribalism. And that is, the left doesn't really want there to be equal treatment under the law, and they don't want due process of law. And It's a retreat away from progress that the Western civilization has been making for a few hundred years, whereas people under the law are to be treated equally no matter what their station in life, and people are equal in the sight of God is the idea. But what the left is trying to push is an us or them, which is tribalism. People we agree with should not be held equal under the law. They should be exempt from problems of the law. And people we disagree with, well, they should not get equal treatment under the law. They should be treated more poorly under the law.
Hmm.
And I'm going to quote Dan Bongino, who is another radio person. I hope I'm not stepping on any toes. But he says conservatives think leftists are people with bad ideas, and leftists think conservatives are bad people. And that illustrates precisely what I'm talking about. And there is another part of this that I think most people will realize once I explain it, and that is leftists see government as God, or small g, God. They worship government. And a private person carrying a weapon, because a lot of leftists don't have much problem with a government agent carrying a weapon as long as it's one of theirs, but a private person is making a direct, obvious, symbolic, political statement. And what they're saying is, the Constitution means something. The Bill of Rights means something. The power of government is limited. There's things it's not allowed to do. And, of course, the left absolutely hates any limitation on government. Like saying God can't do things. And so, as I've put it before, for them, gun control is in progressivism's DNA, because they hate the idea of government being limited.
that's pretty concise. I don't know that I would necessarily say that it's a retreat into tribalism, and let me explain why I say this. The left doesn't want us to leave, and they don't want us to pull back, and they don't want us to be within our own little groups and cliques. They want to separate us into these little groups so that they can make us either victims or on various lists, but they want to be in charge.
Oh, yeah.
They want to be in charge.
But that's, we're saying the same thing in different ways.
Yes.
I say there's a retreat into tribalism, I'm saying they're breaking people up into us and them. And if you're on their side, you're a good guy. And if you're not, you're a bad guy. They don't want to talk about ideas. It's us and them. Everything is about us and them, which is the same thing you're saying.
Okay. So, I completely agree with Bongino's. Actually, I'm a little more. But the idea that we seem to have about, and you tell me what you think about this. We believe that we're on the right side of just all things as it comes to man, right? We have certain.
Right.
That we're born with, simply that God endowed us with, all these other things. I get that. I totally agree with that and everything else. But, see, at the same time, just because we believe it, they don't. They fully understand the utility of guns, but they also understand the shortcoming of guns when we have them.
Yeah.
So,
how it affects them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, all of a sudden, as they try to separate us into a group where we're not allowed to have guns, right?
Right, because they don't.
I do not regard that as somebody with a bad idea. And if there are more gun people out there today, more Second Amendment advocates that regard the left as people that just have bad ideas, I think that is probably. That's a form of it that is so deluded as to be almost suicidal.
Well, that's
to get out there.
But where it comes from is the country was formed in the Enlightenment, and we had the good fortune or plan by God or however you want to do it to essentially create something new, which I would call Christian capitalism.
Yep.
Where the government is limited, and the basic society is based on Christian Judeo-Christian values. And it proved to be incredibly powerful. And you had this unbelievably useful and prosperous civilization come from it. And part of that in the Enlightenment is you say all men are created equal. as in the Declaration of Independence. And they all have rights given by God, the idea of natural rights. Well, if you embrace that, you say even those people on the left have rights created by God. They have natural rights. And the reason they don't like it is because they've just got bad ideas. And that's where that comes from, I think. But what we're finding is that they do not return the favor at all.
Yeah, I think we're in bad need of a recalibration of the way we regard the left. Because I look at them as the anti-liberty left. I do not look at them as, it used to be the Democrats. I love to go back and look at, Meet the Press or Face the Nation back in the 60s. When they would be having these discussions. Because back then, even though I'm sure there were a lot of things already in play that we were not aware of because I was a kid, they still treated each other as if they were trying to achieve the same thing, just in a different way.
Yeah.
And that's over.
And part
that's
of that,
done.
Yes, you are correct. And part of that, the way I see this, I mean, if you look back...
Hang on. We're coming up on the last break. And you can tell me what the part of it, as you see it, is when we get back. This article is Carrying a Gun, a Provocation to be Attacked. This is what has provoked this entire discussion. It is the latest article. It went up today. It's probably on the front page at amoland.com, the biggest website of its kind, where Dean is the biggest writer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535, 802-341-4535, 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Last time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We have been speaking with writer Dean Weingarten, and we're trying to, we know what's going on. We're just talking about what's going on. You were about to give me an example of something I just mentioned?
Yeah. And that you talked about how back in the 60s and 70s, it seemed like the leftists were a lot more reasonable, and they would allow alternate viewpoints. And what I was going to say is that at that time, they were about at the height of their power, or close to it, in the media.
Right.
And when you control, you know, 95% or 99% of the media, you can afford to be generous and occasionally allow an alternate viewpoint to be heard. It's sort of like how they were with the First Amendment. You go back to the 20s, 30s, 40s, on up through the 70s. There's a series of Supreme Court cases,
right,
that are supported by leftists that gave more and more power and more protection to the media, or the press, as they would have called it, at the time. But what you find is that the press had huge numbers of leftists in it. As long as they controlled almost all the media, they were all for more and more protections under the First Amendment. But then we get into the 90s, and suddenly there's, because of various technological changes like the internet and maybe and other changes like talk radio, which may have had something to do with legal changes, suddenly there's some alternate voices out there,
right,
that they don't control. Well, now, oh my God, the internet and talk radio are the worst possible threat to the republic there could ever be. First Amendment? What First Amendment? It's not going the way we want. We have to denigrate the First Amendment. And so I'm saying that as long as they're in power, they can be tolerant. But when they feel that they might lose power, they're not so tolerant anymore.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I just was not old enough to be aware of certain things as you see them, so
I'm a little older. That's true. Yeah, I call it aging. You know, it's not a bad thing.
No, it isn't. But, it certainly beats the alternative. But
talk about bears a little bit?
Let's talk about bears a little bit. Absolutely, let's talk about bears a little bit.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I published a up date on the number of cases that we've documented where people fired pistols in defense against bears.
Right.
And we had 20 cases, and I think we got through about half of them so far. But they're all interesting, and they show, you know, that everything is not just the same. People have this idea of, you know, you're walking along a trail, and all of a sudden all the heavy brush and grizzly jumps at you roaring, and you don't have time to do anything, and that's it. Well, it just doesn't work that way. Sometimes, some of the time, it's sort of like that, but usually there is some warning. And in this case, where a guy used a 44 Magnum Taurus, and he was in Wyoming, he is walking on a game trail, stalking elk. I mean, elk, stalking. And as he's walking along, he goes around a little turn, and here, about 15 yards away, is a sow grizzly bear and a cub, and they have not seen him or noticed him. So he's going, well, I want to avoid trouble. So he draws his Taurus 44 Magnum as he quietly starts to back up.
Right.
Well, for whatever reason, the sow senses him. She jumps uphill on a slope, and then she charges him flat out. And he fires four times with 44 mag, and she drops about 9 feet from you. So, a big point on this is when he saw a threat, he didn't hesitate to draw the revolver.
Right.
And we see that in some cases. You know, I'm not going to do anything. He got the gun out, and then when she charged him at close range, he had time to fire, and he stopped the threat at 9 feet. Now, the investigators went in because all grizzly deaths are investigated, and you are required by law to report a self-defense situation with a grizzly within 5 days. And they found all the physical evidence was consistent with what he said. You know, if I could find some tracks, found where he was by his tracks and where the bear was and the bullet wounds. They did a field necropsy, and one of the bullets was through the heart, and it was all consistent. That was from one of our Freedom of Information Act requests. So, and the other one, the next one, was with a 45 long Colt. And it's a little different. They were packing out an elk they'd already got.
Right.
They were returning toward camp. They saw another elk. They thought, well, have we got a chance to go after this one? And they saw a grizzly sow and a couple of cubs. And they moved away from the hunters a little bit. It was fairly thick cover, and then the sow decided to charge the hunter. And the hunter who had shot the elk with a bow drew a Ruger Blackhawk revolver, a single-action revolver, chambered in 45 long Colt. And he dropped to his knee, and the bear was charging from 25 yards away. Well, she was within 12 yards when he fired and missed. And then he fired a second shot at 8 yards and hit the bear. And then the bear retreated toward the cub again. Now, he's fired twice, and then she's charging him again, and he fires three more shots, and he hits the bear on the third shot, the second time would have been the fifth shot overall, and the bear falls down and starts spinning around. And this is fairly common. If they're
right.
Hit in a part of the body, they'll think they're being attacked there, and there's a spin. And so he used the time there. They retreated away from the bear, and he got some more ammunition from his pack and started reloading. The sow went back toward where the cub or cubs were, and she grabs one cub by the back and shakes it as if the cub is the entity that had harmed her. And they retreat to camp. They come back the next day. The sow is dead, and a cub is still alive, but it appears to have a broken back. So, in that case, five shots and a single-action revolver was enough, but not by a lot.
One thing that you make mention of here, you know what? I don't think I have time to bring it up, but oh yeah, maybe we got about a minute. So you make mention that there seems to be a bias about reporting a firing gun against a bear, but against grizzly bears, that has to be reported by federal law.
Right. Correct.
Okay.
But not against black bears. So I think there's a significant underreporting of black bear defenses with handguns. I mean, say you're up in the middle of nowhere in Alaska. There's no phone coverage. There's no way to communicate easily.
Right.
And a black bear is eyeing you like a cat eyes a bird. And you have a pistol, and so you pop the bear and kill it. And you're 20 miles out in the middle of nowhere. Well, it's a lot of trouble to make a defense of life and property report and send it in to the Alaskan troopers. And even if you do, it doesn't get reported to the papers. So a researcher like me never finds out about it.
You just got to go digging, don't you? Well, anyway.
That's correct.
Before we run out of time, once again, thank you for joining me once again. It is always cool to have you on the show, simply because of the wide variety of things that you write about. You write about the politics, you write about the studies and the bears and all this other stuff. It is quite the treat to have you on. Thank you very much.
Well, I always enjoy being on, and I expect to be here next Tuesday.
Roger that. And as for me, I'll be back here. We'll be back on Monday. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.